Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we're answering your questions all across the nation. But before we go back to our questions that are on hold all across the nation, we've got Missouri, we've got here in South Florida and other states around the globe. We've got our wonderful Facebook and our YouTube people as well, but I've got a special guest, and she's holding. And I just need to connect because I think she's got an idea of what's coming up, and we need our astrology report for the month of May. And I want to see if the stars are out tonight. I want to see whether we're going to be a little cloudy or bright. And Lord knows I want to see the sun and the moon, and I think some exciting things are happening. So I'm going to welcome my friend Stacy Haller. Stacy, how are you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm doing great, thank you. Always happy to be here with you.
Good to have you back again. And first, thank you so much for joining us on Friday night. We had a spectacular intro to astrology class, so you did a spectacular job. Everyone loved it. And I know people are really anxious to see what else you've got up your sleeve to teach us in the months to come. So we're just putting that out there, Stacy. No pressure. We're looking forward to you coming back.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great class. And I am looking forward to the next one. And if you listen to what we're talking about tonight, it might give everybody a little clue as to what we might be talking about next.
Our next class, I know. We were buzzing about it when I was in the car on my way to Boca today. So, Stacy, what's looking up here? So what's coming next?
Well, May is a very interesting month because we have a few events we want to highlight so everybody could be aware of. I mean, we are in Taurus season now, and we've been in Taurus season, which has been very practical and down to earth in a low-key time. As we go through the month, we'll be moving into Gemini, which is much lighter and social and more out there, so we'll feel it lighten up. But we have a couple of events I want everybody to sort of be aware of as we move through the month. And two of them reflect around the moon. So the moon is playing is a big player for us in May. So we're starting on May 11th with the Taurus new moon. So the new moon, as I know you've discussed before with everyone, Sarah, too, is a time for new things, new beginnings. And Taurus is all about the material things, the love and money and pleasure. So with this new moon, it's a really good time to set intentions around what brings us sustenance. What is all the Taurian energies, which is very earthbound and sensual and love and the good material things in life. So that's going to be the energy of the new moon, and it's a good time to have a fresh start with anything material. The Taurus energy will help you move forward if you have the right intentions on the new moon. The next moon in 2 weeks after that, on the 26th, that's really the big event of the month. We have a lunar eclipse in the full moon in Sagittarius. It's our first eclipse of the year. It's kicking off eclipse season, of which, so everybody knows, there are two lunar eclipses in a year and two solar eclipses in a year. So this one is kicking off in May in Sagittarius. So it is pretty much a big deal. And what a lunar eclipse in a full moon is, it's basically a full moon on steroids. It's like the power of 10 full moons in the eclipse. So it's a pretty powerful event.
And so, Stacy, let me ask you, what could someone... No, because we're all about manifesting or releasing or just shaking things up. And so here we have, and it's the night before my birthday, so Lord knows I'm going to have to be out there by the moon. And so we've got this full moon that's a lunar eclipse. What might somebody use this energy for? How can we harness this energy?
I think one of the things we need to do is it's an event that is happening, all right? And the thing about a lunar eclipse is it's the wild card. It surprises us. It will create events, unexpected events, losses, changes, things that are going to happen, but we have to understand that the purpose is to clear the way of things for our own evolution. So it's the way we look at the energy, the way we have to accept it. And even though the full moon is about endings and releasing and finality, this is going to be on a much bigger level. But one thing I do want to point out, because we talk about specific dates, and everything with astrology looks like a bell curve. So you start to feel the effects before, and you feel the effects afterwards. Just like when we talk about the Mercury retrograde, which is also happening this month, we've talked before about the shadow, kind of like the lingering effects. The energy doesn't, like, hit us and then clear the air. It kind of builds up, and it comes down. And especially around eclipses and full moons, you might feel it, like, 5 days before and 5 days afterwards, mostly. But what happens on a lunar eclipse or a full moon, you may not even understand the meaning of it till later on, but it's what changes and what events will come up that day. So what it does, it's meant to awaken us to align to our true path. So it's going to disrupt and end things really for the purpose in our lives of moving along in our own evolution. So I think it's important to understand that as these things are happening. But for sure, with this eclipse, there's going to be major awakenings and changes going on. So everybody just has to understand what the reason is, what it's all about. And of course, as you know, we all feel it differently depending on how it affects our individual journeys.
Right, in our individual chart, which is something that you do cover in a personal session when someone understands their natal chart. But Stacey, will we see this maybe on a global scale or more individually? How do you interpret this energy? Do you feel that people may feel it more on an emotional level, or things may just be snapped out from under them? Because, you know, this becomes a bit of a nail biter for all my listeners who don't like change. So let's give them something
well,
to
Well, nobody,
hold on
you know,
to.
Everybody sees it coming. But to answer your question, yes, we will see things on a global level. I think things will reveal themselves. Things that we need to see are going to come to light by the power of this, but it also affects us individually. So I will say, so this eclipse is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is a fire sign. So if your sun sign or your rising sign is a fire sign, many times when you're in the same element, the eclipses are more positive for you because the energy is flowing positive. So don't freak out if you're a Sag or an Aries or a Leo. It might be a little more positive for you. Doesn't mean you're not going to feel some changes. But for you in the same element, it's a little more positive. Now, I will say, my Cancer friends out there, whether you're a Cancer in your sun sign or in your rising sign, even your moon sign, we all know that the moon rules Cancer. So Cancers are going to feel the moon, they're more sensitive to the moon energy than a lot of the other signs. So everything hits us individually, but when it comes to an eclipse, I think we're going to see it on all levels.
Mm, yeah. And it's the first of the series of eclipses that we're going to see in this year. So this is going to make it powerful, correct?
Yes, that's why it's kicking off the season for us. Now, the next lunar eclipse isn't until November, but in the meantime, come June, we do have a solar eclipse. So we'll take a look at that. They're kind of like the two bookends, right? The solar and the lunar, the full moon and the new moon. So they're all here to encourage us and to bring in changes into our lives, and to help us recognize the evolution that we're on. We all know if we don't get rid of things we need to get rid of, sometimes life just takes over and makes it happen for us.
Absolutely.
In some ways, the changes that will come with the eclipse in your life, if you feel them and you see them happening, just understand it's part of the evolution that's coming to you, and to take a look and say, okay, where do I go from here? This must be a change I need to make. And what direction do I need to go in? What's interesting is we're also moving into Gemini in the month, and Gemini is a thinking sign. Gemini is the way we think about things. We use our intellect and our brains. So we're going to have that energy to figure this out. And I would say even with Mercury retrograde, that comes at the end of the month, that is in Gemini. So Mercury and Gemini are very happy together. I was queuing you up, Sarah, for a song right there on Happy Together. But
Happy Together. Yes.
Perfect.
Listen,
so,
Stacey, hold on.
We're really in line. And as we're moving, and many planets are moving into Gemini this month, that's going to fire up our intellect and our thinking and opening up how we could do things and fueling our intuition. So we have help with all these things. But everybody's going to experience it in their own way. But I do think with the lunar eclipse, we're going to see it on all levels. But if you go to sleep at night and say, well, everything is fine, that's fine. It may have not hit you as because your path and your journey isn't there, or you might feel the effects afterwards, or something might happen the day before or the day after, and you don't even realize the changes it's going to end up bringing for you.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the effects, because what I've observed and what I've come to know is that just because we say May 26, as you said, a little bit before, someone could begin to have a shift, something could suddenly change for them, or it could be 3 weeks after, and then the change hits. Because, like you said, this bell curve, this is why if we had lunar and solar eclipse more regularly during the year, we'd be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So this energy is building up to this moment, and then it's going to unfold. And as the residual bits of energy are there, it may catch somebody in a different part of their life that they're not expecting. And they may not see the eclipse effect until the solar eclipse comes and goes, and then bam, bam, they get it. So it's a matter of just, like you said, we go to sleep, we wake up, well, that wasn't so bad, or, ooh, that was good. But it's shifting energy that is sometimes so subtle that when it comes, we were so anticipating it to be so sharp that it catches us off guard when we notice, wait a minute, how did I get from here to here? Or how did I think I was going to renew my lease, and now all of a sudden I can't renew my lease because they're selling the house? Or something that we think we have all sewn up and in the bag could just kind of pop up like a jack-in-the-box and really surprise us. Yes.
And that's exactly why I wanted to bring it up in our talk today, so everybody doesn't think, okay, I just got to get through this 24 hours. Let's see what happens. It's really not like that. It's like, that's why I always look at that bell curve. Energy is not hard and fast, right? It builds, crescends, and then it fades. But we're still affected at every step along the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, look back at some of the other solar and lunar eclipses, some more significant. You know, I look back to a solar eclipse that happened in 2016. It was April 2016. I can't forget it. You know, it was a series of events that happened in that day. There was an accident with my car. My dogs were in the car. The dogs are running down Okeechobee Boulevard here in West Palm Beach. Then something else happened. Then someone who was working with me decided she was going to go take another job. And it was a whole series, like the day itself was the whirlwind from heck. And I was like, my goodness. So sometimes it could hit you like that. And then, of course, we've had so many other eclipses that I've been sitting outside singing Kumbaya like it's no big deal. So it's a matter of what needs to shift, what's changing, and what's going on with the people around you. Because you may not feel the need to shift or change, or you may have yourself in your energetic rhythm that's conducive, and this lunar eclipse and or solar eclipse can be a magnificent rebirthing experience for you. And you could be singing Kumbaya and howling at the moon and feeling joyous and embracing your god or goddess energy. It could be a spectacular exploration of self. And then for others, it would be like, oh, where haven't you cleaned up? Oh, let's move this dresser. What's behind it? A hot mess. And now you're faced with cleaning up messes that you have been just kind of sticking behind things because you wanted to figure it. If you didn't see it, didn't look at it, it wasn't going to hurt you. And now here it is and in your face, because we need to clean things up. And I say this not just because of this astrologic time right now, Stacey, but I say it because, you know, we are all as a society being asked to look at what needs to shift, what needs to change. What do I personally need to clean up? You know, it's not just about cleanliness to keep ourselves healthy. It's about spiritual cleanliness and physical cleanliness. And this is where we are as a society right now.
Absolutely. That's why I talk about it's part of the evolution. I will say Uranus in the sky is also close to the sun, so we're all feeling those. It's the universe pushing us where we need to change.
Absolutely.
And saying, take a look. You might not have expected this to happen, but we're clearing the way, like you said. We're vacuuming behind the dresser.
Yes.
We're actually making it clean and setting a new direction of where we need to go to stay on our path.
Absolutely. And then we have our friendly ever fun Mercury retrograde coming in the sign of Gemini on May 29th. Do tell, Stacy, how shall I brace myself for this?
Well, you know, I'm not too upset about this Mercury retrograde because it is in Gemini, which is all about communications, and so is Mercury. I think we need to treat it like we treat every Mercury retrograde. It's not a good time to start new things, but it's a great, I call it the re-month, right? Redo, reassess, revisit. Go back to things you did before. See friends and people you did before. Anything you did before that you want to look at again, it's a great time to do. Not so great in starting new things, right. New jobs, signing contracts. And if you need to, you just need to be very careful. Dot the I's, cross the T's. Make sure you know what you're doing, because we know things could screw up in a retrograde. And it, you know, it's flowing the energy with Gemini, but Gemini's all about communications too. So it will be a retrograde. You need to watch what you're doing. Look at, take advantage of the retrograde. If there's something you wanted to go back to do, or you wanted to restart that project that you started a while ago, or even rekindle an old friendship, or go back to someone else. It's an excellent time to do that. So it's not all negative about the retrograde. It's how you understand the energy and how you proceed, how you navigate those 3 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And as always, very informative. We're so grateful for you sharing your knowledge of astrology with all of us. And those of you listening, if you want to learn more about Stacy Haller and her fabulous astrology readings, you can go to Destiny in the Stars. That's destinyinthestars.com. And be sure to read all the services she offers. And perhaps you just might want to schedule your personal session with Stacy, because I know it'll be most informative. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you so much, Sarah. You're happy welcome. Cinco de Mayo to everyone.
Yes, have a margarita, Sarah, for us. All right, bye for now.
All right, bye.